Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
We'll pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that you are the peace that we hold on to. And you are the reason for this season. Lord, it's all about you. It's not just about Christmas trees and all those things that come with us, Lord, but it's all about you, Lord. We celebrate your son's birthday. We thank you, Lord, that you send your son into this world, Lord. And Lord, we ask that today your Holy Spirit would just flow in this place, Lord. Each one of us brought him in today, Lord. We have the Holy Spirit within us. And so we ask, Lord, that there would be such a flow of your Spirit, Lord, that we allow your Spirit to just flow in this place. Have your way, Holy Spirit, with this church body. We bless what you're doing in this place, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
You know, when I put this week's list together for worship music, I didn't even realize, but all the songs have to do with just worshiping and enjoying who he is, right? That he's the Jesus that changes lives. That we have the ability to come and just adore him. That if we just allow ourselves to surrender it all, that he's got mighty things for us. And that being in his presence is all that we need. See, the power that he has for us, it's beautiful because it really is freely given, right? And all we gotta do is come. All we gotta do is show up and press in. Like, I want it. I want what you got. I'm coming for it. See, that's the thing is when we go after it, it's already there. So that's the thing is he's always there waiting, right? It's usually us that he's waiting for us to want that. To press in and go after it and want more and want to hear what he's saying and want all the things that he has for us. See, he already did the work. He already paid the prices. He already defeated what he needed to defeat. And there is a world that during this time, you know, I've heard a lot of this time of season can be really hard. But this time of season for the church is really joyful, right? But that's the thing is there is a world who needs what he has. Who needs the healing that he provides, the burdens that he lifts, the chains that he breaks, the things that he promises, the things that he does in our lives are all things that they need, right? But the church, when the church learns to press in and learns to go after him fervently all the time with a fire, with a hunger, with a thirst, with a deep need. When we begin to do that is when everything he pours into you begins to pour out. And then those people around you, what seemed hard can seem joyful. What seemed rough can seem like, whoa, there is something different because whatever he has, whatever she has, I want it because I see something that's happening there that I don't understand, but that I know I need. See, that's the thing. You become more powerful the closer you become to him. The more you press in, the more you go after him, the more you learn who he is, the more you learn who you are in him, is when you begin to be more so much more effective to every single family member, friend, coworker, every person you come in contact with. They need something, and God has the answer, and you have the answer within you. And as you allow Him to move, you'll begin to see mighty things. See, that book we read, whew, I'm not crying because of sadness. I feel so much love and joy right now. See, that book we read, it's not just a book full of fun stories and cool things. It's meant to happen even today. It was a book that was, Jesus came here and He said, "This is who you are. I'm training you up and I'm showing you that walking on this earth, this is who you are in me. This is what I've given you. This is the power you hold. This is who I've created you to be in me." And if you just allow Him to work and move, and if the church stops playing games and goes after Him full, wholeheartedly, you'll begin to see that book come alive in your life. You will begin to see healing. You'll begin to see lives change. You'll begin to see all the things that you read are things that He says they're for you. It's not just a book. It is every single thing that you need in every single moment of your life. See, that's the amazing thing. He's equipped you. He's made you ready. And when you feel like you've hit a moment that's hard, if you look in that book and you spend time, I guarantee you'll have an answer for how to get through. And He won't just get you through. He will, He'll give you joy through it. He'll give you peace through it. He'll give you every single thing you need to fight a battle that He already knew was coming.
Good morning. The Lord gave me this poem this week because I was thinking about communion at last Sunday, and I got this after church, and God is so good. He got me through a really tough week. I just praise Him. And this is what I wrote. Every drop of your blood was spilled so that your divine purpose would be fulfilled. You came to earth, an innocent babe, to fulfill a mission, mankind to save. Jesus, you walked this very earth and had a purpose from your birth. Your lineage contained the very seed that paid in full our every need. The price you paid upon that tree freed us from chains to fully see. Jesus, your love is beautiful, so extreme, so rare. For none of us could ever dream how much you gave to share. With us in mind, you are so kind. You gave it all. No drop was spared. You gave it all to free. So why would I not worship you and bow on bended knee? For my sins alone were scarlet red, but you washed me clean with the drops you shed. Even though my debt was high, you pardoned all, so we won't die. Please dwell within our hearts and light each chamber with your love. Please never leave our souls to cleave. You had our hearts, our lives, our all. On bended knee, we worship thee and thank you for it all.
So amazing how God puts things together. I still always in awe of that because He brought me to Hosea, and it has to do with repentance. And you know, it's a daily walk, is it not? Each and every one of us. We all fall short of God's glory. I'm one of them. But you know, there's repentance, and then there's a loving, forgiving God. He forgives us of everything that we bring to His altar. And we say, forgive us. Jesus did it on the cross. He was the greatest example. He was on that cross, and He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's what we have to do. We've got to forgive ourselves. We've got to forgive others for hurt and pain that we experience in life. And this is exactly what he brought me to, Hosea 6, and it says, "Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but life will bind us. After 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight." He did it all. That's what it says. He did it all. And that's what he's trying to say right now. I've done it all, my child. Let it go. Forgive. Forgive yourself and forgive others, as my son showed you forgiveness at the utmost. Amen. Amen.
I was in the prayer closet earlier this week, and I got this word from the Lord. It says, authority from on high. And going back to what Rebecca said, he has given us authority from on high through his Holy Spirit. He has given us power and authority. When you get nudged or urged to speak to somebody, or to pray for somebody, that power is within you. It's not your power, but his power. And through his power, all things are possible. Through his power, you can move mountains. Through his power, you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you, right? We don't understand the power and authority that he's given us. It's power from him on high, not us. All we have to do is believe and speak and take the actions that the Lord has talked to us about through the Holy Spirit. All we have to do is just bow down before him and do what he says, to be obedient children. His word says, your kingdom come, your will be done. How's it going to get done unless that power and authority is exhibited through us? Thank you.
I have a scripture. It's short. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. We're talking about this time of the year, that it might be hard for some of us, but it should be joyful. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yeah, it is. And Estella is always saying, don't let anything rob your joy. Amen. Amen.
Can I tell you that God wants to be here with you? Can you say amen? Rise up, O Lord. He's within you. Amen? How many are glad that God dwells in you? Are you glad that there's a place for him in your heart? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, I had a Christmas message for you kind of this morning, working towards Christmas. But early this morning, early this morning, the Lord started giving me scriptures. Like, oh, but Lord, what about my message? but that's okay. And I love it when he interrupts. Amen? Amen. It could be that I had the wrong message. Amen? Amen. Again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, youth, for worshiping with us. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, worship team. Thank you. If you will, come up towards the end. Pardon? Yeah, thank you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Woo. How many of you are still shopping? Anybody? Yeah, come on, man. Anybody? I haven't even started shopping. That's bad, amen. Hallelujah. But I've seen the lines in Tucson. You know, John was talking about how everybody's walking around with a smile. I go, man, I don't know about that, man. Pastor John, where do you shop, Pastor? He says, online. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can keep your control when you're shopping online. Amen. Praise God. It's a beautiful season. Can you say amen? I mean, it's a beautiful time to be speaking to folks and speaking into their lives and loving them up, if you will. Glory to God. And I know that God has great things for us. And as you go out and as you listen to the Holy Spirit, as you allow Him to lead you, you're going to find this joy that begins to just really rise up within you. Can you say amen? Because there's nothing like doing something for the Lord, man, that just kind of gets your rocket boosters going. Can you say amen to that? I just love it. I'm hoping this message is going to be great. But I believe we got just exactly who God wanted to get here into the building. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, He knew who was coming. So He didn't tell me about who this message is for, but it could be for me. Is that all right? If this message is for anybody but me, hey, I'm just gonna say, hey, all right, God, give me what you want to give me. Amen? How many of you want God to give you something?
Woo!
You gotta be hungry. Is that okay? Hungry. How many of you like to eat? Hallelujah. Oh, man, I like eating. Yeah, my wife's a good cook. Yeah, I love to eat. Probably love it too much. But I know that God wants to feed our spirits this morning. Is that okay? Okay. I don't generally start out this slow. Is that right? But I am sensing the Holy Spirit is really pushing me, to say some things to the body of Christ. And sometimes it might sound like we're getting spanked. Is that okay? How many know it's okay to get spanked? Is that right? When was the last time you got spanked? Yeah, come on. God has spanked me quite a bit. Amen. I mean, He's taking me to the woodshed. I don't even have a woodshed. Yeah, He's gotten me out there, and He's said some things to me. He's spoken some things to me. He's given me some instruction. He's given me some encouragement. Can you say amen to that? I will tear every time. You know, we are here not to tear anybody down. We're here to build people. And so, like, if the instruction sounds like it's working on you a little bit, I mean, it's... Can I say that when the Lord works on us, it's a joy. Amen. It should be a joy that when He instructs us and corrects us, it should be a joy that we realize, hey, God's doing, God, thank you for that. Amen?
Amen.
God, I was wrong again. Thank you, Lord. Amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. I appreciate the Holy Ghost. He's quick to speak to my heart whenever I get a hold of Rosie or my kids or my grandson or granddaughter. He's quick to say, hey, no, don't say that. Be nice. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Anybody told you to be nice this Christmas season yet? Be nice. I'll tell you, be nice. It'd be a good thing to be nice. Hallelujah. If you will, open your Bibles to John, to the book of John. Chapter 12, if you will. Glory to God. I don't know if you looked at your bulletin, but the title of the message is Finding Life. Finding Life. How many of you have found life? Yeah. Oh boy. Well, let's go over here. How many of you found life? Two of you. Three of you. All right, come on, man. Finding life. I'm going to start at verse 1. John chapter 12 says, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Let me just kind of start this a little bit. Jesus is 6 days away from that day, from that night, if you will. Well, he'll be arrested, and they'll take him, and they'll beat him, and they'll pull his beard, and they'll spit on him, and they'll whip him. He's just a few days. Can I just kind of, and we all know this, he had to be in a position where he's realizing this is the time is short, and I'm getting ready to pay. And he knew it for the sins of the whole world. Amen? So time is getting, I would say, I like to kind of look at this in kind of a tense, where Jesus is saying, man, my words are so important to what I'm going to say to my disciples and those that hear me, the Pharisees, the words are so important because it's almost time. That day is here, coming up. 6 days before Passover. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. And then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Everything that's going on around him is pointing him to something, is that right? Pointing him to the day. And then said one of his disciples, guess who? Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Always a griper in the crowd, is that right? Always somebody that got something to say about what somebody's doing, is that right? I hope that's not none of you. I hope we are growing and learning, because I really believe that God is saying it's time for the body of Christ to grow to come to maturity, where you're not picking on people, you're not looking at people's faults, you're just desiring to minister to somebody, you're just desiring to speak a word of life to somebody, rather than just saying, hey man, you know what, they're just dumb. You know, don't quit it. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Why wasn't this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor. Isn't that crazy? He didn't care for the poor, but because he was a thief. What? Jesus had a thief in his ministry. Is that all right? I don't have no thieves in my ministry. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I was going to say this, you can run, but you can't hide. Yeah, and that's it, man. No plan. Oh, boy, I don't know. I don't think the Lord told me to say that. Yeah, but anyway, I better just stick with the plan. Yeah, and then he says, he was a thief, and he had the bag and bare that which was put therein. Guess who gave him the bag to take care of the money? Who? Jesus. Of all the people, he gave it to the thief. Did Jesus not know? Yeah, he knew. He knew. But there was something about that job that he gave that man that should have talked to him. Then Jesus spoke. Jesus said, leave her alone. Let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. 6 days from now. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. Can I tell you, folks, there's always going to be poor people. There's always going to be somebody with a need. Yep. There's always going to be somebody that can come to you and say, hey, could you help me out? There's always going to be somebody that's going to ask. And God has told us, ask, give to those that ask of you. Give to them. And don't even require it to come back. Is that okay? Can you trust God with your finances? Can you? Can you? Can you fill up three people's vehicles in a row at the gas station? and pay for it? And one of those vehicles is a motorhome? How's that? Yeah. Everybody's going, well, I don't know about that. That would really have to be the Lord saying, hey, is that right? Henry, yeah, fill it up. Yeah. First click, bro, pull it out. Yeah. No. Can you trust God with your finances? Can you? You know, he trusts you with your finances. Is that right? He trusts you to give you what you need. Can you say amen? He trusts you. Sometimes that's something that a lot of we need to hear. You know what? Austin, he trusts you. Amen. God trusts you. Aaron, God trusts you.
Amen.
Yeah, come on, man. Woo! He's a good God. He trusts you. That's crazy. That's quite a thought. God, do you trust me? Much of the people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Isn't that just like humans? Isn't that just like the way we are? Hey, man. Yeah, Jesus, it's okay. Jesus, where's Lazarus, man? I want to see him. Yeah, well, there he is. Yeah, he did. You did raise him from the dead. You know what? Looking for the miracle more than the miracle worker, the one that does the miracle. They came to see Lazarus, that they might see Lazarus, whom he'd raised from the dead. And then the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Why? Because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches and went forth to meet him. And cried, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
The triumphal entry, amen?
Woo!
When Jesus came into Jerusalem. And a lot of the people thought, hey, he's going to come. He's going to come and kick the Romans out, and we're going to have us a king. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, they're going to get a king, all right.
Yeah, right.
But not the way they were expecting it. Hallelujah. And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, O daughter of Zion. Behold, your king's coming. Sitting on a donkey's colt. And these things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him and that they had done these things to him. Isn't it something to think back and say, oh, that's why that happened? How many of you have ever had that in your life? Where something's happened, or maybe something's happened and you look back and go, I knew that was going to happen, but yet here it is. And here it is. I knew it was going to happen. But the disciples they got no clue, really, that they are fulfilling prophecy with Jesus going in. I know. If any of you watched Chosen, they knew all about it. But the scriptures say they didn't really recognize that day for them of what was happening. They were excited. Oh, you bet they were excited. The people, therefore, that were with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead bear record. For this cause, the people also met him, for they had heard that he had done this miracle. Here's these people that had seen Lazarus get raised up out of the grave. And they're testifying, amen? They're telling about Jesus raising Lazarus out of the grave. They're saying, they're telling people all around them, and so folks are getting a little excited. This man raises people from the dead. For this cause, the people also met him, and they that heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how you prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him." Do you see that what you're doing is not helping, is what these Pharisees are saying to the other Pharisees. They're saying, "Hey, man, it's not working out the way you want it to work out. The whole world is going after him." Is that right? Yeah, I got news for you, Mr. Pharisee. The whole world's not going after him. He's going after the world. Jesus is setting his pace to lay down his life on the cross for you and me. And can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can I tell you there's people that don't want you to say anything about who you are? Can I tell you that? Can I say to you that people want to keep your mouth shut? They want to shut you up. You've got a testimony and they don't want to hear it. And they don't want you to tell it to anybody. And if you do, they'll call you crazy or nuts or peculiar, just like the word calls us peculiar, amen? But they don't want anybody to hear your testimony. Is that okay?
Nope.
That's just the way it is. Can you say amen? They don't know Jesus. So they're gonna try to shut your mouth. Can I tell you, Randy? Hey, if anybody goes to the website, thank you, Randy. If anybody goes to the website for Sarita House of Worship, if it says we're closed, go into the file, because you can add a comment and you can reopen it. Can I tell you that? I will tell you, somebody's going in and closing us. They're going in there. It's happened a bunch. Heather told me, how many weeks ago, Heather? Yep. She said, "Hey, this has happened."
Yesterday at service, I met a girl yesterday, invited her here yesterday.
Yes.
So we looked it up at the table. It said permanently closed.
Permanently closed, yeah. Somebody's going in. Listen, somebody's going in. Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody's going in and closing us. I tell you, we're open.
Yeah,
I don't care what it says. Listen, tell your friends, hey, you know what? Don't go to the internet. Don't put it in, type in Surrey House. Just go to welcometotheshow.org.
Yeah.
That'll be right up. It'll come right up, bring you everything you need. Pastor John called me last week, said, "Hey, my daughter's looking to, and it says that we are temporarily closed." Somebody is going, and then if you click on it, it'll reopen it. Heather clicked on it, you reopened it, didn't it? Because after she told me, I looked, and it was open. I go, she's crazy. So, there's somebody out there that doesn't want people to know. Because the Holy Ghost is here. We allow the Holy Spirit to move. We want him to move. If he wants word by word, three words out of you, come up here and bring a message, that's fine with me. I don't need to speak. Can I just say this? I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to be and needs to be the boss. Can you say amen to that? He's God. And I will lift him up and I will praise him for whatever happens. So when somebody else tells me, "Hey, we're closed," yeah, just go in and reopen it. Yeah. And give God the glory and say, "God, whoever's doing this, somebody's messing around." Is that right?
Yeah.
but that kind of gets me excited. Because folks, hey, God's getting ready to do something. And there's a spirit out there that wants to shut us up. But we've got a testimony to tell, amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. Greeks. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, Philip, we want to see Jesus." How many of you want to see Jesus? Come on, man. I said, "Lord, it won't bother me at all if you just pop into my room just like he did on Resurrection Day after, you know, when he went into the room with the disciples. It wouldn't bother me at all, Lord. Why don't you just come on in, you know? And because I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Word of God. But there's something about, oh, my God, God, I'd just like to see you. I might flop over like a fish. Is that right? When I see him, like some folk, they show some. But that's okay. But I saw him. Amen. Praise God. They said, these Greeks guys, sir, we want to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, these Greek guys want to see Jesus. They're Greeks. Is that right? Yeah. And again, Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Look at Jesus' response. And Jesus answered, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Wait a minute. He didn't tell them to come on over. He didn't say anything. He really didn't say anything to the Greeks. Do you remember that lady that went to ask Jesus to heal her daughter? Do you remember that? Let me give you this. Matthew 15, 22 verses. Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, hey, Jesus, send her away, man. That's not very nice of Jesus, is it? Jesus is not very nice. He wouldn't answer anything. He didn't answer her. She said, Lord, will you heal my daughter? He didn't answer her. That's not very nice, Jesus. Amen? Hey, Jesus. Because Jesus has an agenda. Jesus has a way of doing things. Can you say amen to that? And he said, send her away, the disciples. Yeah. Send her away, for she cries after us. Anybody called you up in the middle of the night asking you for something, bothering you? Lord, send them out. Send them away, Lord. Don't let them call me no more, Lord. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This was his answer to that lady. And she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Amen.
How many of you know that Jesus liked that answer? Because it says, then Jesus said to her, oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Amen? Isn't that cool? You know that lady was a Greek? Check this out. Here's Mark chapter 7, verse 24, 25, and 26. There he rose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. Isn't that cool? He wanted to get some alone time with his father, but he couldn't be hidden. And it says, for a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician woman by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. This woman, here we have some Greek people. And, you know, did Jesus have problems with Greeks? Not at all. Was he being ignorant to those guys that went and asked that they wanted to see him? Not at all. But what came out of Jesus was these words where it says, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. You see, this was a statement to Jesus saying the Gentiles are going to come to you to be healed, to be strengthened, to be saved. Can you say amen? Amen. That's what Jesus came for. He says, verily, verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. Can you say amen to that? Who's he talking about? Himself, right? He's talking about himself. But he's also talking about us. Can I tell you that? Is it okay for me to tell you that you've got to die? You have to die to yourself. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Can you say amen? You know, in the song we just sang, it says, let all that I am be consumed with who you are. See, it's important that we desire that we, who we were, be consumed from, away from us. Can you say amen to that? Oh, you got to get this. You got to hear this, because the more that you get out, the more he can put in. Can you say amen? The more of you that gets out, the more of him gets in. Is that okay? How many of you want that? How many of you, will you ask him to do that? Because sometimes you're going to say, well, God, I don't want to give this up. That's you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We are designed to walk with God. He that's purpose from the beginning, when he created man out of the dust. He goes, well, maybe I'll put the toe over here. No, I'll put a toe over here, and I'll put the head up here. This toe don't look good on the side of his head. We'll put it over here. Funny, you know, whatever. When he created us, he designed us to walk with him, to be filled with a spirit. You know, when he was talking, when he told Adam to name the animals, you got to be kidding. How many animals are out there? Go to a zoo. Go to San Diego Zoo and count the animals. Just count the cages. You don't have to count every one of them that are in there. Just count one and two. They got some, what do they call those, lemurs? They sit there with... Yeah, I love to see those guys. They look like they're meditating. I go, hey, boy, what are you thinking about? Yeah. Count them all. How many animals are there? Adam's naming animals. For what reason? For what purpose? So that he could hear what God was saying to him. See, he was brand new. He didn't know. He had no idea. God was saying, that's a lemur. Lemur.
Lemur.
That's a lemur. That's a dog. That's a cat. And he's naming all these animals, but how's he knowing? How's he doing it? Because the Holy Spirit is leading him, saying, that's a giraffe, bro. That's an elephant. Elephant.
Yeah.
Because man had to call it out on the earth, you see. God gave man the earth. So man had to call it out so that there it is. That's what it is. Tiger. Tiger.
Yep. Lion.
Lion. Snake. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're designed to walk with him. We're designed to hear him, to hear him speaking. Jesus said it this way, my sheep hear my voice. Do you hear his voice? If not, maybe you're not concentrating. Maybe you're not. But you know what? God wants to speak to you. He wants to say things to you. But it might be like Israel, when Jeremiah was speaking to him, God was telling him, look, I rise early to come to talk to you. I get up before anybody else does to talk to you, but you won't hear me. You won't listen to me. You won't allow me to speak into your heart. And I believe, Father, I believe that our God, our Father is saying this morning, I want to speak to you. I want you to hear my voice. Can I tell you, it's a glorious voice. Amen. When I heard him this morning speaking these things, I said, Lord, that's not my message. No, he said, no, this is my message. I said, Lord, okay, I'll change it. I will change it. Whatever you want, God, I'll change it. It's because he's desiring for you to surrender. 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 Let loose of yourself. Turn yourself. Take the chain off and let it go. Let him go. Let that old man die. Amen?
Amen.
Nothing worse than a bunch of people walking around dragging their old man around. Come on, buddy. We're Christians. Yeah, come on. Come on. We do it all the time. I was talking to my son the other day, and he was telling me, he goes, Dad, I'm reading through the Kings. I love the Kings. I love to read through 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. It's almost the same thing all over again, but it's got a different flavor to it. Have you guys noticed that? And one of the things Jonathan, he says, you know what I come to realize, Dad? Everything these kings are doing, just like everybody, it's people. It's the way people handle themselves with God. You know, there's people that think that God doesn't see what they're doing. Do not deceive yourself, folks. God sees it. He knows. You can't hide. Oh, I shouldn't have said it. Your lying eyes and your smile. Oh, it's a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize. Just can't hide them lying eyes. Come on, man. Come on, man. We serve a God that sees everything. He even sees the things that you think. Isn't that dangerous to you? That could be dangerous to us. But it could be also very, very something that really strengthened us. Say, man, God, you saw that thought. God, I'm sorry. I'm not going to think that way anymore. That's not coming in this way no more. See, because the Bible says your soul is in your hand.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your soul is in your hand, so you can say no, and you can allow it to happen.
Yes.
God is saying, I'm looking for, I am coming for a glorious church. A body without any kind of, the word is schism, whatever you have. Lie not to one another is what the scriptures say. Is that right? Lie not to one another because who remembers one of another. Is that right? How many of you know that? How many understand that?
Yeah.
Speak good about your brother and your sister.
Amen.
Sometimes people will say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, you're a little sticky. And when you walk away, you hear him talking about you. That guy, you nuts. Okay. Folks, the reality of who we are God's kids. We belong to him. He bought us with a price. And he's got something for us. He desires for us to cancel the old man. It's in your hand. He says, it's in your hand. I will back you up. The kingdom of God will back you up if you'll cancel this thing.
Yes.
Cancel it. Don't let it out. Can you say amen to that? Release it. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, if it dies... If you die to yourself, the old man dies, passes away, you throw a tombstone on him, and unknown. Don't even put your name on it. Is that right?
That's it.
I don't know who that guy is. Got nothing to do with me.
Right.
It says this, if it die, it will bring forth much fruit. Remember when Jesus walked up to the fig tree? He's looking to find a fig. He's looking for fruit. He walks up to this tree and there's nothing. Jesus is a radical.
Yeah.
Why would you curse a fig tree? Why? He's talking about us. When I come to you, I get up early in the morning. I come to you is what the Lord says. I'm looking for fruit. He wants to give you fruit. Can you say amen? The fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
But he's looking for something when he comes to you. He's not looking for, oh, God, I ain't got no time right now. He's after you. Glory to God. He that loves his life shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Is that cool?
Yeah.
How many love your life? I love my life.
Yeah.
Especially now. I want you to look at the scripture. It says, it's Matthew chapter 10, verses 38 and 39. Look at that. He who did not take up his cross, what was that? He who does not take his cross and follow after me is what? Come on. Come on. You know, I've been talking about this for a while, man. Somebody, we've got to take up our cross. We've got to understand who the enemy is.
Yes.
Folks, you got to understand who the God of this world is. We said, who is the God of this world? His name is my old man. Self is the God of this world. Who's the prince of this world? Self. He wants to get his own way. Is that right? Scripture says he's always battling within us. He wants his way. Kill him. Mortify him. Kill him.
Amen.
Boy, could you get this? Could you see people piecing a scripture out of this? I mean, what do they call it? Goes online. Henry's saying, kill him. What are you talking about, man? Oh, boy. Don't get any ideas, folks. Yeah. Says this, he who does not take up his cross and follow me, he's not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Title is Finding Life. Is that okay? I want you to say it. It says, he who finds his life will lose it. Who's that? Us. Right? I used to think, well, that's the person that doesn't believe in Jesus. That's not. It's us. There's a born-again Christian right there. He found his life in Christ. But what Jesus is saying, there's an element of losing that life of who you are. And where he says, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it.
Yeah.
Life is life, folks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Before you knew the Lord, you didn't have life. Do you know that? You lived, but you didn't have life. See, I think it's John chapter 1, verse 4. This is our power verse. This is, check this out. He says, John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. See, every word is very, in the scriptures, in the word of God, every word is very important to us. This word here is life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. See, so what that scripture said, he that finds his life, he's going to lose it. Why? Because you're going to say, I will sacrifice, I will lay down my life in this kingdom to do what you want to do. Can you say amen to that? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, you're born again, but you're not born again just to go your own way and do your own thing. Is that okay? Everybody say thang. Look at your neighbor and say thang. Thang. You're not saved to do that. God didn't save you so you can do whatever you want to do. God saved you because he has a will. And he has a desire to do something in this world like we've never seen before. This kingdom that we are in, can you say amen, is about to hit the earth in a way that it's already on the earth, but it's about to be exposed in ways we've never seen it exposed before. And some of these things in the Word of God, you're going to begin to see them. Somebody's going to trip at a funeral and fall into the hole where they're going to bury this person, and they're going to land on top of that person, and they're going to come out with you. There's going to be things that the world has never seen. The medical professionals, they're going to see things they've never seen. The schools, our education system is going to see things they've never seen before. Because God never intended for you to pay $60,000 for one semester. Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. But when the kingdom gets here, it's all free. God, go. You go to God. It says they will all be taught of the Lord.
Amen.
Everything will become through him. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes. But we have to give it up. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
You must die to yourself. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Wow. See, there's something about that word serve. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You serve him.
Yes.
You do what he asked you to do. Yes. He is the householder. He's the head of the body, if you will. He's the one that gives out. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. Don't let your life go by without finding out what God has for you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Every one of us God has an intent. That's why you're here. That's why not just here in this building, but that's why you're here on this planet, because God has an intent for you. He has a plan. And he wants you to hear his plan. It will blow your socks off. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
You're going to say, oh, God, you can't do that. Oh, yes, he can. God can do anything. What's impossible with you is possible with God. He can bring things into your life that you never thought would happen. He can take things out of your life that you never thought he could. And he will if you'll allow him. It's called surrender, folks. It's called surrender. Allow him to do these things. Romans chapter 8, verses 10 through 13 says this. If Christ is in you, how many say amen? I am,
amen.
That's me. The body is muerto, right?
Yeah.
Muerto. Folks, this is not just some nice saying. It's truth. Paul the Apostle didn't say these words just to say, oh, yeah, they're dead, yeah. He's telling us truth. You're dead. Your old man died.
Yes.
If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. His spirit dwelling in you. But if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. What does that mean? If you're going to give life to something that's dead, what's it called? Resurrection. You see, the resurrection happens in you all the time. God is always trying to bring something new into you. He's always trying to see, because you've gone from a state of not knowing anything except that he died for your sins and you gave your heart to him, to a place where he begins to put these things within you. And every time he puts another little tidbit in you, it's another bit of resurrection happening to you, because he's building you and strengthening you. We're not all built the same. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I mean, some of you, he's put in certain giftings and things. They're all coming from the Holy Spirit, but he's placing them within you because of a purpose that he has for you. I've had people tell me certain things and you know, well, I have the gift of discernment. Really? Yeah. And when opportunity comes for them to step up to the mic, they say nothing. God said, I want you to use the gifts I give you. You use them or lose them. Is that right?
Yep.
Use these things. Don't just go around pouting that you have these gifts. Folks, we all have this. We all have the Holy Ghost, and the gifts come through the Holy Spirit. He quickens your spirit to speak or to think, knowledge, whatever. He'll quicken you, but it's him. He's not giving you these things to keep your seat in the seat. That's it. Can I? Is that okay? Yeah. Was that good enough? Clean enough? To...
Yes.
He wants you to get off your butt.
Yep.
He does. He says, I've given you things. Why are you sitting? Why are you sitting? Now my soul is troubled. Here's Jesus. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause, I came into this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. But Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for you. How many of you know that everything God does is for us? Is that right? Even if you hear him speak, it's for us. God is for us and he's not against us. And then Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but because for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Everybody say now.
Now.
Now is a judgment. We're talking about a cross. Jesus said, if I'd be lifted up, I will draw men unto him. Is that right? Do you know what that was? That was judgment. That cross was a cross of judgment. God judged the world and placed it on his son. And he says this, now judgment is the judgment of this world, and now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto you. Know this. I know I got to go back to Romans. I know you didn't finish it, but know this, that what he said here, he said, now this prince, right? Is that what he said? Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Folks, it's yourself. It's you in your old man. He wants to boot you out. Is that okay? I mean, no, he wants to clean the temple.
Yep.
Is that right? He wants to drag all the old junk out. Everything that smells, everybody look at your neighbor. Everything that smells, he wants to get it out. He wants you clean.
Yep.
Romans chapter 8, those scriptures again. I think I got them out of order, so that's why I'm going back. 8, 10 through 13 says, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. And then it says, therefore, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death, see that?
Yeah.
You put to death the deeds of the body, the old man, the self, you will live. How many of you want life and life more abundant? Like you said, because this is the key. You have to understand that prince and that thing that you're battling is your old person. We have to understand that. Because once you kick out the old guy, all that's left is what's new, and it comes from the Father. And there, now, a vessel that he can use. Folks, I'm going to tell you, we are in a time where there needs to be people being raised from the dead. You don't see it a lot. You know why? Because we're too worried about ourselves. We're too worried about how we look, how everybody thinks of us. It's crazy. But God says, hey, release that guy. Let him die. And watch what begins to happen in your life. You will see things that you've never seen before. Will you stand? Can I get the musicians up here just for a second? Because the key is surrender, everybody. It really is. I want you to think about right now, what is it that maybe in, that might be in your life that the Lord might be saying to you, you know, you really need to surrender this area of your life. Because, folks, I will tell you, I will say this to you. God was very clear with me this morning. Very clear. Telling me, I cannot place blessing upon a people that refuse to hear what I'm saying. We have to hear what he's saying, folks. We have to know that God, in his love for us, how many of you know that God loves you?
Amen.
How many of you know that he's a very merciful God?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are we taking advantage of it? Do we take advantage of his mercy? I do. Because I mess up. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Speak words into my life. Can I tell you, the Word of God says that the Holy Spirit comes to wash our inner man with words. Words that will refresh and bring life. But we've got to place ourselves on the altar. We have to say, God, I died. 1979 is when I passed away. It's been a while. But if there's anything I want to see more, I want to just that old man just never comes back up. So I'm going to just let you hear this song just for a little. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and listen to the song while Steve sings it. Yeah, close your eyes. Some folks still looking at me.
My good Lord.
Anyone else? Anyone else want to be prayed for? We can do that. Total surrender. Total surrender. Hallelujah. When you get home tonight before you go to bed, just say, Lord, it's total surrender. I'm saying total. Total surrender. Can you say amen? Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for your people, Lord. Father, I pray, God, that you would, Father God, continue to minister to throughout today. Continue to minister to them, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Hey, God bless you all. Hey, God bless you. Ooh, feels good in here, don't it?
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.